Blog Talk Radio.
Call on this morning, and the many did not
response will be prayed just the same for those that has went on into the sleeping chambers, hallelujah, of rest. Till that day that God raptures the cloud, hallelujah, and come for his bridegroom, which is the church. And so I just thank God because we could never repay him for all that he's done in our lives, for us and through us. We thank God. And so before we go into any further preliminaries, I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we acknowledge the one and the only, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Father God, hallelujah. We come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for assembling us together in unity once again around this spectrum. Hallelujah. Lord, we know that this earthly place is not our home. And we know that you have prepared, lying in wait, a mansion that's not built by the hand of man, but you are its builder and also its architect. But until you crack those clouds, one historic day, God, we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. On tonight, Father God, I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay. Father God, I'm asking you to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of wisdom, words of encouragement, that those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we place at your feet, God. Hallelujah, we'll be so mindful. Give your name all the glory. We won't take none of your praise, God. These and other blessings we ask in your Son. And we shall all say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I just thank you that was so kindly tuning in tonight. God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. Hallelujah. Because God's words declare that God, he loves that you're forgiven. And so with that said, God is going to bless you. Hallelujah. For just being a blessing into this ministry. And I thank God for you, you, and you. And so we will now go on into our program. And our sermon on tonight, entitled, What Love Got to Do With It? I'd like to say that one more time. What love got to do with it? We'll take in our key scripture, hallelujah, from the law of Deuteronomy 10 and 12. And it reads this. What does the Lord your God require of you but to walk in all his ways and to love him? Hallelujah. Now we know that God was love. And we know that God, hallelujah, exemplified love. Hallelujah. For all of mankind, God demonstrated his love. Hallelujah. We know that a heart that is not judged about how much you love. Hallelujah. But by how much you are loved by others. That was a quotation that someone said from the plaque that was on a Wizard of Oz in a gift shop. But I would like to beg the difference. Because we know that God's word, one of the greatest commandments, is love. We know that God said to love him first and then others. And that's found in the law of Mark 12 and 29 on through 31. Hallelujah. And we know that the scripture in fact says that Jesus' sermon was, blessed are you when they revile and prosecute you and say all, hallelujah, kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. God said to rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. And that's found in the law of Matthew 5 and 11 through 12. We know that when it comes to love, we know that the important things we need to know is this. That is that all love starts with God. We can go to the law of 1 John 4:19. We are told that as Moses, he told the Israelites, he said that God delighted in them to love them. Hallelujah. And that's in the law of Deuteronomy 10 and 15. And we know that because of that, they were to love others, even strangers. That's verse 19. We know that God intends is that the people who receive his love will become the conduits of his love to others. And apart from God, who himself is love, we know that none of us could truly love or be loved. That's found in the law of 1 John 4 and 7 through 8. And we know that love seeketh not her own. And so he did not stay as God above, but chose a manger and a cross to show that he was love. And we know that he who does not love does not know God. For we know that God is love. That's found in the law of 1 John, hallelujah, 4 and 8. And so that may be some friends and constituents that you don't really care to love. You don't really care to befriend them or be in their, you know, family circle or in their business circle. But I'm reminded that God don't command us to like anyone, because we don't have to like their lifestyle. We don't have to like what they do. But God's word plainly says that we are to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Hallelujah. And we know that love, it blooms in the midst of our lives ugliness. We know that we read, and Paul said that love, hallelujah, is our great capacity to embrace a love, one or a stranger outside the gate. Despite their faults and inadequacies, is the ability, hallelujah, to be there. For that individual, no matter what, we know that real love is not only professed, but it's acted upon and acted out. We know that love is putting all of our good intentions into action. Jesus commanded us to love one another in the same way that he has loved us. And as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have loved one another. That's found in the law of John 13 and 34 through 35. As we love, we are to provide the care, the nurturing, and support of our brothers and sisters. We know that that is essential to their well-being and their spiritual growth and development. And Paul's famous love passage also says that love, hallelujah, is something that grows stronger and ultimately becomes a physical and spiritual reality that sheds light on true meaning and true believing. That love is immutable. Love is genuine. And love is everlasting. Love is real stuff that life is made of. Love is the real deal. Love is the real thing. God is love. We can never outlive love. For we know that love never dies. After all of our living, we will see God face to face because God is the real thing. And we should also include in our prayer, Lord, help me to move myself out of the way so that I might love others. Help me to understand that my love for others grows out of your love for me. Help me, Lord, to keep on loving and keep on sharing and keep on caring so that others might be able to see you in me. Amen. I want to ask you that are out there around the globe on tonight. Hallelujah. We know that sometimes we get set in our ways sometimes. And we get, you know, where we just kind of look like kind of fed up sometime, and we're kind of tired out and look like we just don't want to go no further. But I want to ask you one thing. Don't let your spiritual passion fade so easily. Because we are to first experience God's love when we spend hours thinking about him and studying his word and telling others how much he means to us. Then all of a sudden, it happens. We find out that our busy schedule slowly dampens our passion. And our longing for Jesus and our study of his character become an occasion glance. Surely the object of our affection hasn't changed. We're told that the church at Ephesians wrestled with maintaining spiritual passion for Jesus. Through John wanted to help them to restore and maintain their love and their zeal for him. He commanded his church for their work. And Jesus saw that they had abandoned their first love. That's read in the law of Revelation 2 and 4. And we're told that the Ephesians had lost their spiritual passion for Jesus. Hallelujah. And it had allowed the city culprit of religion and busyness to enter their hearts. And sometimes we know that we can allow the enemy to steal our affection for God. Because we know that we had once had love and reserved that love for God. And we must also, hallelujah, not allow the enemy to steal our passion. But we can also restore and maintain that passion. Hallelujah. When we consistently remember his amazing love that he demonstrated out on Calvary Cross. Hallelujah. So we're asked to repent of our sinful, unloving attitude. And out of love for Jesus. And we are told to repeat our first word. Hallelujah. And we know that what was once was filled with wonders lies cold within our hearts. We ask God to return, O Lord, that wonder. Hallelujah. And may it not depart. We know that devotion to Jesus is the key to spiritual passion. Now you might Hallelujah. And we have to draw now to God with that passion of love for God and for our family, for our friends, for our neighbors, not just next door neighbor, not just cross the street neighbor, not just round the bend neighbor, not just round the corner neighbor, not just over the next city neighbor, not just the next state neighbor, but we're talking about the people that you meet along life's journey. We are to love them because we know that when you lose the zeal for love, we know that that's the enemy. And he's trying to come in and take place where love once resides. And we can't allow that. We have to open the door and command that demonic force to flee. Just open the word of God. Put on you some soothing music. And I guarantee you, our adversary, which is Satan, he has to flee. He cannot stay. Hallelujah. Where the spirit is, he must flee. Because he do not like the word of God by any means. So he has to bust the move. Do you know that you have enough power? That you have power over the demonic spirit? Over Satan? You know, people give Satan too much credit. Say, well, the devil made me do it. But you know, you have power over the satanic force. And you can tell that demon, you can tell that devil to get out of your life and to flee. And like I said, just open up to the word of God. Open up the divine word of truth. Cut on you some music that represents God. And the enemy is going to flee. He's going to flee your household. He's going to go and harass someone else. Now, I'm not saying that he won't be back, but he's gone for the time being. And you can begin to love again, to restore the love that you once had for your sister and your brother and your aunts and your uncles, and even for your enemies. You know, we are supposed to love our enemies. You might go over to the award, that's absurd. But that's what God tells us, to love our enemies, those who use us, those who say all kind of, you know, ugliness behind your back. God said you ought to love them just the same. And I'll tell you, you will find the energy in love. It's so much energy to love than to hate. And to dislike a person. Like I said, you don't have to like what they do, but you must love them. So that is what we're talking about tonight, is what love got to do with it. And we are reminded that love has a whole lot to do with it. The love that we show represents God in our lives. And it sets the stage of our eternal destination. How we live down here on earth set the stage for where we're going. So we must keep love alive. Show love. And whatever you can do to make someone else's day brighter and they load a little lighter, I would encourage you to do that. Because God will bless you if you do. Hallelujah. And before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and impact your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Hallelujah. And until we meet across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. And we will allow these selections to bring this program to its conclusion. Till we meet again. Bye for now.
That it's gonna get better. You can do it, you just gotta keep your head up. Understand that it's not you in control.
Thought I was doing a high before. Through this moment. gotta get your weight up. Running from your past, so tell your future to wait up. I used to want to ball and with pretty ladies I lay up. Shooting for the stars, but I was missing my layup. My partners tell me stay up, but all I do is stay up. Late at night I'm up thinking how I can get my pay up. And when it came to God, I thought I had to work my way up. Learned about his grace and now I can never repay him. Rescue me from darkness. Took me from a heartless, lawless. Boy, you just don't know how good my God is. I met the Lord and then he hit me to some life gang. Dissimulate and activate me to the right thing.
Ha ha.